Nalini, your teaching, Pavanamuktasan, you have used it in, as therapy, you have used it for people in different stages of their life to help them, and you're also training others how to teach Pavanamuktasana. What actually is Pavanamuktasana?
Pavanamuktasana are very simple practices which work from the tip of the toes to the top of the head. And we start with toe bending, which almost everybody can do. And we go through every part of the body, the joints, to the top of the head. And these practices are done with awareness. And here awareness means eyes closed, watching yourself, and with counting and breathing. So what happens is that when we use the counting, the breathing, the awareness, they are extremely effective practices. Because while we are practicing, we are not able to think about anything else and we are becoming relaxed. I've also used Pavanamuktasana for people who cannot move their bodies. That means people who have paralysis and they practice with visualization only, with visualization and breathing if they can do that. So this is what Pavanamuktasana does for us. It removes our stress and tension, and also for us at the Bihar School of Yoga, we teach it as preliminary to complicated asanas. Because Pavanamuktasana, it loosens the joints and relaxes the mind and therefore makes the body more compliant for practicing asanas, especially Siddha Asana, Siddha Yoni Asana, Padma Asana, the classical meditative poses. Pavanamuktasana also works on the digestive system. That is, we have three sets in Pavanamuktasana. So part one works, is called anti-arthritic. That works on the joints, but it is also the one which works on stress and anxiety. Part two are the anti-gastric. They work on the digestive system. And here we work with our, we rotate the legs, we move our body, we do things in a different way, always very slowly. So this enables our digestive system to function. And the third is called Shakti Bandh, which removes energy blockages from our system. So these are the three practices which are there in Pavanamuktasana. It is not necessary that someone learns all three. It is entirely need-based.